Tonally acoustic, a hum for unamplified music. Not plugged in my techno, now that's what it's totally about and why it's called
Ooh.
Totally Acoustic. It was my granddad who wrote the above, which he submitted as a paper, though his colleagues didn't think he should. But he still did because, and I say this with love, because my granddad is nuts. He was very briefly famous 20 years ago. He was in all the papers, on the telly and the radio, saying he discovered evidence that the dinosaurs had escaped being killed by a comet because some of them were astronauts. They said, your granddad, he's completely nuts. He isn't safe to be alone, put him in a mental home for good. But he stuck to his story because my granddad is nuts. Well, of course, it ended his career as a paleontologist. He was banned from his post professor. He was sacked from all the digs. He was excluded from the peer-reviewed journals. Never asked the conferences. Well, they had to book a massive room when he had his leaving due. The reason for that is this. Because my granddad, he's a lovely man. But you should keep the conversation off galactic emigration if you possibly can. Then he'll be delightful. He'll be a massive laugh. Because my granddad is mad. Because my granddad, he's completely nuts. He still believes theory and says that history will be his judge. He wouldn't change a thing, even if he could. Because my granddad is nuts. Because my granddad is nuts.
I think it speaks to a lot of people's personal experience.
So this is called The Stores of Not To Be.
Nobody else at the rugby club had any idea that he wrote books. He was afraid they would laugh, so he kept it to himself. But he poured his heart into every line, and he kept on going for his whole life. He had them all stored up on secret shelves. He wrote a whole library of his own, and it came as some surprise when his children finally discovered it in the month after he died. When they clambered up that ladder through the loft into the roof, where he stored all of his stores of not to be. They clamber up that ladder through the hole into the roof, where he stored all of his stores of not to be. Stores of not to be. Stores of not to be. She flew across the field like a bunty heroine. They even called her the princess of the left wing. But in the counter semis, when she hurt her knee, she'd never felt such pain. She was determined not to go through that again. She'd worked in Smith's to buy that stick every Saturday for a year, but she couldn't bear to look at it when she ended its career. When she clambered up that ladder through the hatch into the roof, where she hoarded all her stores of not to be. She clambered up that ladder through the hatch into the roof, where she hoarded all her stores of not to be. Stores of not to be. Stores of not to be. Well, the singer didn't really want the band to end, but the drummer had to leave because he got a new job, and the keyboard player wasn't really hiding his relief. But the bass player looked like he was going to cry, and after their last gig I found out why.
he just paid to press up 500 CDs. It was another album that nobody would listen to, another sealed up cardboard box that would sit with the others that were gathering dust in the corner of his loft. But in another universe that isn't far from here, he went and bought a drum machine. Him and the drummer, they had a top 10 hit in Greece. She represented the country in the Olympics. She even won a bronze medal with that same stick. And you can study his novels for your GCSEs. All those albums that nobody will listen to, all those books that no one reads, they're never gone, they're only put somewhere just out of reach. So let's clamber up that ladder through the hatch into the roof, where we hoard all of our stores of not to be. Let's clamber up that ladder and let's see if they still work, and blow off the dust of years of not to be from the stores of not to be. The stores of not to be. The stores of not to be. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jimmel's Brain!
That face you thought you saw behind the grill and veg, those eyes that peered at you from over your garden hedge, that shadowy moving figure beneath the window ledge, that heavy ringing phone call from a man who's on the edge. Christmas thought you. 15 years ago when we went out, I thought I warned you. Christmas thought you. That crazy messed up person that you thought was in your past has come around to haunt you when you thought you'd seen the last. Guess the theme. Thank you.
different tuning as I go. Back to 440. Right, change of subject. This is about not ever wanting to work. It's called Don't Make Me Work. Innovatively enough. I'm tired of using my brain, I never want to use it again. Don't make me work, don't make me work. I'm fed up with using my legs, I want to sit around instead. I never wanted a purpose, I didn't need purpose. I never wanted to be here, to live Jules Brain.
Why orange? Because actually, I've had
many conversations about this. At the moment, it's because some people think I might be too frightening if I present it straight, not coloured. I've had conversations with management about this. It's come down to the fact that I'll scare people too much if I don't remain like this.
No, it was crossing my mind that if you had just kind of sat there and in your jumper and t-shirt and hadn't had a shave, singing lots of songs about stalking, doesn't quite work the same as if you're coloured orange or purple or blue or green and wearing the cape.
That's the thing. That's where the conversation always ends up. You know, my final song. This is called Brain Damage. Fell on my head when I was young. It made me feel quite numb. I wasn't that popular at school. Thought I was a fool. Gave myself a bit of brain damage. I've got a little bit of weird baggage. Head damage made me feel asleep at the wheel. pick up. The rain has still gone round. Gave myself a bit of brain damage. Brain damage. I've got a little bit of weird baggage. Head. Thank you very much.
So lovely. So please welcome to the stage the man, the legend. It's Jimmy Bob Riggies.
This song I'm going to play, and I want you to think, I want you to listen. I'm going to sound like a music teacher to how this song is structured and how it works. And as the song goes along, I want you to think about this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Because you'll all be doing it in a bit. Okay, it's a very simple charge. I can make it simpler. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't want you on the podcast. It's a very new song. I've never actually played it out before. So if we go wrong, it's Mark's fault. It's not your eyes or your size or the colour of your hair. It's not your sweet little smile or the dresses you wear. It's not the way you sing when you think you're on your own, or the way your voice changes when you're on the telephone. No, I don't know why I love you, but I do. No, no, I don't know why I love you, but I do. You don't look like my mum, and I doubt it. You can cook, but you've seen all my favourite bands, and you've read all my favourite books. And I don't know why I love you, but I do. No, no, I don't know why I love you, but I do. No, I don't know why I love you, but I do. No, no, I don't know why I love you, but I do. I don't know why I love you, but I do. Yeah, I do. I don't know why I love you, but I do. Oh. I say that I did one of my Jimmy's great rules for writing songs is not to write songs about drugs, because songs about drugs are generally bad. But there is a great tradition in jazz music of writing songs about drugs. And if I can remember one for the 1930s, I'll try and play it. It's called "All the Jive Has Gone," and jive apparently refers to cocaine, which again Mark will tell you. Jive is gone, jive gone. I'm sorry, mate, you got here late. Oh, the jive is gone. Oh, the jive is gone. Jive gone. Come on in, drink the gin, 'cause all the jive is gone. Jive, 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 jive. jive. I'm sorry, mate, you got here late. No, the jive is gone. Have to go and get some more, cause all the jive is gone. Jive. Well, I'm sorry, mate, you got here late and all the jive is gone.
That's jazz.
Jazz. That's jazz now. Yeah. Just, you may have to add your own trumpets to it. This is called Fly Me to the Moon. Parentheses. Slight recon. I'm going to fly away to the moon. I'm building a rocket, it'll be ready soon. But I'd stay here if I could have a kiss from you. I think you're really pretty, and if I fly to the moon, well, I'd only miss you. So I'd stay here if I could have a kiss from you. Well, I'm going to steal a boat and sail away to Japan, or maybe Iceland. I've not really planned it, but I'd stay here if I could have a kiss from you. Because I think you're really pretty, and if I sail away, then I'd only miss you. So I'd stay here if I could have a kiss from you. Star all the way to Paris and talk about philosophy with French intellectuals, but I'd stay here if I could have a kiss, just one kiss, a kiss from you. That song was based on a true story, as is the next one, which I'm going to... I've not played this song since I wrote it. But incidentally, it was snowing on the day I wrote it as well. And Gary's requested it a few times. Gary's at the back. I'm not allowed to tell anyone he's in the SES. He always tells me off for doing that. He's flown in from Afghanistan just to be here tonight. This song has got audience participation. One dog came home, and the audience at that point go, woof woof. And the song was written for children. I thought there was money to be made in children. Only one dog came home.
Woof woof.
Thank you. Now it's got some mad riffery in it. I'll see if I can play my way through these riffs. I was stuck in a log cabin in Wales for a week, and it was snowed in, and nothing to do but write a song. I wrote this and made a video for it. It's brilliant. Love it. I know it's brilliant because I wrote it. And this is my mum told me as well. You don't want to argue with her. She looks like me with a proper beard. Do it again. I'll do it again till I get it right. God damn it. No, I won't. Woof woof, that bit.
Woof woof.
Five wee dogs went walking in the Welsh house. And you repeat that, it's years to play that. Five wee dogs went walking in the Welsh house.
Woof woof.
Walking in the Welsh house, five wee dogs went walking in the Welsh house, and only one dog came home.
Woof woof.
Only one dog came home.
Woof woof.
Brilliant. We'll do that again. 5 feet, don't spin, and walking in a whale shows. Walking in a whale shows. No, the woof bit comes after the only one came home. But if you could do it, if we go back to the minor thing again, if you can make it a bit sad. Excellent. Brilliant. Here's Neil. Hello, Neil. Right, Neil, you're going to have to come and sing along with us. Right, so here we go. Only one dog came home. Right, okay. 5 feet dogs in. 5 feet dogs in. Walking in a Welsh house. Scarlett's mate, Doug, is a Scottish vernacular for dog. Right. So it's a kind of multi-British song, this is. Cause... anyway. Dogs went walking in a Welsh house. Walking in a Welsh house. 5 feet dogs went walking in a Welsh house. And only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
Only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
First wee dog was cheering for the wrong team.
Cheering for the wrong team.
The first wee dog was cheering for the wrong team.
Cheering for the wrong team.
And only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
Only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
You can see how that riff would be brilliant if it The second wee dog got caught up in a knife fight. Caught up in a knife fight. The next wee dog got caught up in a knife fight. And only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
Only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
The next wee dog fell in love with a crack whore. Love with a crack whore. The next wee dog fell in love with a crack whore. And only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
Only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
How many dogs are there
going to
be?
It was five. Originally, if you listen to the fucking song. 5 feet dogs then walking in the Welsh house.
Walking in the
Welsh house. 5 feet dogs then walking in the Welsh house. Only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
Only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
There's now going to be a dance solo again. Be mad. Oh, 5 feet dogs then walking in the Welsh house.
Walking in the Welsh house.
5 feet dogs then walking in the Welsh house. Only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
Only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
The next wee dog got gunned in a drive-by. Gunned in a drive-by. The next wee dog get gunned in a drive-by. And only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
Only one dog came home.
Woof, woof.
Only one dog came home. Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's great. On the podcast.
And I think that did sound pretty great on the podcast. Yeah, what a lovely night that was. Jim was Brain and Jimmy McGee there. And that was totally acoustic. Our next show is on the 8th of March with Peter Buckley Hill and Rebecca Delgado. That's for the King and Queen as usual, starting about 7 o'clock. More details are available at www.totallyacoustic.com. So yeah, thanks everybody who came. It was a very snowy night, so we were very grateful for the people who came. Thanks to you for listening, and we'll see you next time.